Iran hanged two men on Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces during anti-government protests. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
Iran hanged two men on Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces during national protests that stemmed from the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in September. Video that aired on Iranian state television Saturday showed two defendants identified as Mohammad Mehdi Karami and Syed Mohammed Hosseini testifying in court on an unspecified date in December 2022. Both were convicted of killing Ruhollah Ajamian, a member of the besieged paramilitary force militia. Three others have been sentenced to death in the same case, while 11 received prison sentences.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Thousands of Israelis protested on Saturday in Tel Aviv against the new government sworn in last month. Protesters took to the streets waving flags, banging drums, blowing horns, and chanting slogans against the new coalition and proposed judicial reforms to reduce powers of the Supreme Court.
So we came here to protest against the degradation of the Israeli democracy. We see a process where the rights of the people will be over time consumed.
Protesters hope that through these demonstrations they would be able to oust the new government. Thousands of Kurds from around France and Europe marched in Paris to show their anger over the unresolved killings of three Kurdish women activists in the French capital 10 years ago. The marchers are also mourning three people killed outside a Kurdish cultural center in Paris 2 weeks ago in what prosecutors called a racist attack. Police escorted a dozen buses bringing Kurdish activists from Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Belgium to Saturday's march. Marissa Melton, VOA News.